everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. If you're watching this on YouTube, I have not been gone. I've been posting videos weekly, very consistently. However, if you are listening to this on the podcast, I have been gone since the summertime, I think. Back in the summer, I was dealing with burnout and just really needed to take some things off my plate. And one of those things happened to be the podcast. And as reluctant as I was to put it on pause, I knew it was the right thing to do. And since then, I have missed the podcast a lot. I have wanted to record episodes so bad. In fact, I did record an episode or two and just ended up deleting them because I was like, this is not what you need to be focusing on right now. You need to focus on just getting back to you, recovering from burnout, and just feeling better. And I'm very happy to say that I am, in fact, feeling so much better, and that is why the podcast is back. Today, I want to talk about my obsession. My obsession with horses and why it can be a problem. So, through the years, like, I've had horses in my life since I was 10 years old. And throughout the years, I have noticed that I go through this pattern where I will, get obsessed with horses. I will read all the books, listen to all the podcasts, watch all the YouTube videos. It's horses, horses, horses. That's what I think about. And I'm just immersed in horses. And then at some point, I reach this tipping point where horses is all I've been consuming and I get sick of it. I get burnt out on horses. And as some of you may have seen in my videos last fall, I get burnt out and I don't want to be at the barn. I have zero motivation to ride. I don't care about any goals that I have with my horses. I'm just done. And so, for years at this point, I have swung from super motivated and super obsessed with horses, just horse crazy, to totally unmotivated and burnt out and thinking about selling my horse. Like, I haven't been that extreme recently, but I have definitely thought about selling my horses in the past. And after going through that cycle repeatedly, I'm at a point now where, first off, I've recognized this pattern and now I want to do something about it. I want to be able to kind of set up some guardrails for myself where, I don't have those wide swings. Like, it's great to be obsessed with something, but like I said, after a while, you do get sick of it. As much as I love horses, if it's all I'm thinking about, eventually I get sick of it. And I really want to find this place where I can keep horses at a high level in my life, but not so extreme that I am always riding that thin edge of you're gonna burn out on this. I wanna keep myself more in the middle where I have these, bumper rails where not getting too obsessed, but not getting burnt out. Like, horses are always in my life. I'm achieving my goals. They're important to me. I'm always, for the most part, motivated to do things with them and get things done. But again, not burning out. So I've had to give a lot of thought into how can I do that? How can I do that? Because I feel like part of this is it's just my personality, right? Like, I find something, I get a goal, and I fixate on it. And obviously I can't change my personality. Like, that is just kind of who I am to a certain degree. But I do want to just create frameworks in my life where I can better manage this, I guess, is the best way to put it. One way that I think I can better manage this is just to make sure that I'm staying well-rounded as a human, having other goals beyond just hyper-fixating on horse goals. So that would be having fitness goals, having work or career-related goals, maybe having online social media-type goals, having relationship goals, just having other things in my life beyond horses. Because I think I can definitely, as I said, hyper-fixate on something and it's all I'm thinking about, it's all that I'm putting my energy towards, and everything else kind of falls by the wayside. I think I need to consider what else is important in life and try to be a more well-rounded human being. I know that if you want to achieve things in life, that does mean you need to sacrifice other areas of your life so you can devote time, but I think I take that to an unnecessary extreme. So really sitting down with myself and thinking about what other goals do I want to achieve in my life to make me a well-rounded person. Another strategy that I kind of want to borrow from like my fitness side of things. So in that regard, I track a lot of things when it comes to my fitness. I track like how much weight I'm lifting, like all my workout metrics. I track things like my body fat percentage, my step count. Like there's various things when it comes to my fitness that I track. And because I'm continually tracking those things, it's kind of gamified where sometimes, you know, I want to, you know, like reach a certain step goal, or I want to make sure I track that one thing because I don't want to break the chain. And I don't really have any sort of game sort of thing like that when it comes to horses. Like I don't have anything that I like, I'm out at the barn every day, but I feel like I need to add something that maybe is using the don't break the chain strategy. So I have something where obviously I can't ride every day, but maybe I can do some trick training with Diesel every day or groom him every day. Like something that's going to get me out there and get me motivated to work with my horses every day. I think that'll help when I'm on the not motivated and burnt out phase of my horses in my life. Another thing that I think will help me when I'm not feeling motivated is setting some more concrete goals when it comes to specifically myself and Diesel. The first year that I got Diesel, I was very motivated. We competed in a ton of shows. We did 2 clinics, I think. Yeah, a ton of shows. I was super motivated to get out there, to train, to work hard, do better, all the things. In 2023, I did not have that. I did not show at all. Did not go to any clinics. Like Diesel did not leave the property last year. And my progress with him reflected that. I just felt kind of lost and without purpose. And so I think for 2024, it's going to be really important to avoid having periods where I'm lacking motivation and not wanting to go to the barn. It's going to be really important for me to set some goals, likely competitive goals. Not specifically saying like I want to go do this competition and win, but at least do the competition, like get my horse off the property, see what we're made of, that sort of a thing. I think that's going to go a long way to help us start progressing again this year after, I would say, we kind of regressed a little bit in 2023, and I don't like that at all. I think that it's kind of funny to consider that being obsessed with horses would be an issue. I mean, growing up, I was a horse crazy girl, and I don't know, it was a good thing, I think, right? Like, it kept me out of trouble. It kept me taking care of my horse and improving as an equestrian in those early stages in my horse career, it was a good thing. My walls were covered in horse posters and all of that. But I think as you get into different phases of life, you realize there is other areas of life that are also important. And as a busy professional, like I am a public accountant and I only have so much bandwidth available. And if I'm devoting it all to horses, it might be distracting me from my work. And conversely, if I'm super busy at work, like I will be with tax season, my relationships with my horses, my progress with my horses is going to suffer. And I think as I've gotten older, yeah, just realizing that middle of the road and doing good in a variety of areas is a lot better than obsessing over one area and letting everything else fall off a cliff. So I think that's kind of what I've come to realize, that yes, people will definitely compliment me on how dedicated I am with my horses and how it's so amazing how I'm out there 6 days a week riding and how blah blah blah, like I'm out there when it's freezing cold. Sure, that's great, but it's not sustainable to a certain degree. It's not sustainable. And sometimes for me, it just doesn't end up being enjoyable. And at the end of the day, I'm supposed to be doing this for fun. I don't know how many times I have to tell myself that. Like, horses are supposed to be fun. Say it with me. Horses are supposed to be for fun. Not my job. They're my hobby. I have to remember that. So, doesn't mean I'm gonna love them any less, but it's just keeping things in perspective. So with that, I will end this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know if you're happy that the podcast is back. You can follow me everywhere at Strong in the Saddle. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.